Vice President John Dramani Mahama has condemned the culture of insults which has taken over political discourse in the country. He said since Ghana is touted as a model of democracy all over the continent, the practice of insult trading will only destroy her hard-won reputation. The Vice President was addressing some members of the Muslim community when he presented bags of sugar and rice to the office of the Chief Imam, Sheikh Nuhu Shaributu in Accra. The presentation is a symbolic gesture done annually to mostly deprived Muslims who cannot afford for the meal to break their fast. Vice President Mahama appealed to traditional and religious leaders to quickly intervene in the negative political discourse.
Our political discourse is becoming very aggressive, very hostile, and day in, day out in the media, we find people on different sides of the political divide telling insults at each other. The thing is, in politics, I don't know anywhere in the world where insults have won a person political power. Insult will not win you power. It is not how much you are able to insult your opponent that will let you win an election. It is the issues that concern the people and the discussions of those issues and how the people feel and believe that one political party or another is the one that can best serve their purpose. That is what is going to determine the election. I think with traditional bodies, religious leaders, civil society organizations and others should come into the political discourse and let the political temperature go down a bit.
Vice President John Mahama